This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got an exciting interview coming up for you. We've got Dunedin hardcore punk band with smashing beats, as they have been described by their many, many fans. And Strap is playing at Dankfest this weekend, so I've got them in here for a little interview. Hi, guys.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
Everyone, introduce yourselves, tell us what you play, and give me a guilty pleasure song.
My name's Ethan. I play guitar and sometimes I scream in the band. My guilty pleasure song is... Oh, that's tough, man. You know, I still really mess with, like, old Justin Bieber songs. I was obsessed with Justin Bieber as a kid, and I low-key still am, so yeah.
We respect it. Next!
I'm Caleb. I do screaming and bass as, guilty pleasure. I used to love 21 Pilots as a little kid because I was a little emo, so... Definitely some cringe 21 Pilots song.
Gotta represent.
Yeah. I'm Stefan, and I play the drums. My guilty pleasure song would be Chapel Roan.
Pink
Pony Club.
Loud and Proud.
Loud and Proud. Yeah.
Nice. So, tell us a bit about Strap. Give us the origin story. How did you guys form?
Caleb used to play in a band called the Dud Uglies with Reef, and I filled in for bass for, like, two shows. And then after that, the Dud Uglies broke up, and we were like, let's start a three-piece. But then Reef moved to Christchurch, and then...
I jumped in.
Yeah, Stefan jumped in. And that was about a year ago now, basically.
Yeah, about a year ago. And then, I don't know, we all were into, like, the similar sorts, same sort of music, so we all wanted to get together and write that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it... I think it's turned out all right.
Yeah, nice. And have you guys done many live bands since your live gigs since your formation as a band?
We've only done two.
We've done two gigs. So
two.
This Friday at Dankfest, night one, is our third show ever. So yeah.
That's pretty exciting. What can people expect? Because there's going to be a few people at Dankfest. That's a pretty big thing for your third ever show.
Yeah. It'll be quick, probably like 15 minutes long, maybe a little longer than that. Real fast, real chaotic. You can mosh to it, do some two-stepping.
Yeah.
And are you guys playing originals?
All originals, baby.
Oh, cool. So talk to me about the songwriting process then. How are you guys collaborating? Who's
riffage.
Providing what?
Yeah, it's basically like we just come up with ideas and be like, that's a cool idea. And then we just chuck on another cool idea.
Yeah.
And just...
The thing with Strap songs, especially at the start, we were just like... We're kind of trying to make, like, a power violence band, which is, like, hardcore punk that's just a little bit more fast and a little bit more chaotic. So we kind of just have an anything-goes sort of mindset with songs. Like, we have songs that are, like, a minute long. That's just, like, two sections that are really fast or something.
Most of it is just what we find funny.
Yeah, a lot of it is really dumb. It's, like, we have this new song that we want to play this weekend that's just, like, has this really heavy breakdown in the middle of it. But it only happens for, like, 10 seconds.
I think that's a great approach. I often think that people's desire to be serious and legitimate when they're starting out as a band really stunts their creativity. And I think having fun is what makes it enjoyable, not just for you guys, but also for the people listening.
Yeah, yeah.
So speaking of sort of Dankfest and you guys, who else are you looking forward to seeing there? There's some great bands playing. Put you on the spot. Have you even read the lineup?
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited to see Model Home from Christchurch.
Yeah,
the
emo
band.
Real cool.
Yeah.
Slur from Invercargill.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
Got no. Slur, Strap, good names coming through.
There's also Binday's playing.
Binday, yeah, they're great.
I saw them a couple years ago and they're really good.
Yeah, they're a great band live.
And like Love Feather.
Cool. Nice. And what are your specific inspirations as instrumentalists? Do you have artists that you listen to, bands that you like, specific musicians that you take inspo from? Maybe go through one at a time. And just remind us of what you play, as you say.
Yeah.
Please.
So I play guitar, and I love Converge.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm on bass, and I'd say most of my influences are bands like Gulch.
We love Gulch.
Like Consec, maybe who else? Manhunt. Yeah, they're all pretty cool bands.
I think on drums, I normally take quite a lot from Power Violence, especially bands like Manhunt. They're from Australia. Cell Rock, bands like that. Just anything, you know, chaotic and fast, and it's definitely like drum focused stuff, so I can take a lot from that.
Nice. Yeah.
I think starting out we were all really into Gulch, yeah. So that was like one of our big kind of draws, I think. Yeah.
Are you guys from Otapoti? Whereabouts in the Motu are you from?
Yeah, yeah. We're all from Otapoti.
I'm from Mosgiel, so...
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. How do you find that growing up in Dunedin, forming a band in Dunedin, being here at Radio 1, how does the Dunedin sound affect your guys' day-to-day life?
We were all kind of like... Well, I've known these two since high school because we did amps together, so we've kind of been playing shows together for a couple of years now.
Hey, shout out Amp.
Shout out Amp.
For a moment. Yeah. They had a show this weekend. It's super important that young people get that opportunity to get on stage. If you guys know anything about Amp Project or you have any money or time to contribute to help them out, please do. It's an incredible group of people. Anyway, absolutely. Continue.
Shout out Natasha and Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Amps was actually, speaking of Amps, it was like a big start for us because there weren't many all ages shows or anything like that at our time in high school. So, yeah, I think we played with each other a lot in our old high school bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And what are some other Dunedin bands that you've been getting some inspo from?
It's a really small hardcore scene in Dunedin.
Yeah, this is true.
Ram Raid.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shout out Fee.
You can't.
Shout out Fee.
Yeah.
I think Mandate as well for me was a big one. 2 years ago, they played their album release show. Yeah. And that was the first like hardcore show I've been to in Dunedin. And first mosh pit I've been to in Dunedin, I was like, this is dope. Like, this is what I want to be a part of.
I was so gutted because I was out of town for that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandate's definitely, like, was my gateway to hardcore.
Same for me too, probably.
Yeah, and you guys are in here, obviously, on a day where we've got all the Radio 1 volumes in. We have certain members that also work at Radio 1. Would you like to plug your show? Talk a little bit about it?
Oh, yes. So Wednesdays, 1 p.m., tune in to the Ethan Noodle Soup Show, hosted by yours truly. I play a lot of punk, a lot of emo, a lot of requests from people, a lot of cool stuff that I don't know. Yeah, mostly New Zealand stuff, punk stuff, dope stuff, heavy stuff. Tune in.
Awesome. Well, Strap, thank you so much for being here. Do you guys, what song do you want me to play you guys out with?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Oh, that's all good. Well, you guys decide. I will just give them a bit of a plug. So this weekend, you can catch Strap on their third ever show at Dankfest, which is on all weekend. Tickets are available from... we've got a song. Tickets are available from the Dankfest website. There you go.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.